gifts. And then term four, which is being Holy Spirit-led to demonstrate God's goodness through opportunities of kindness. That was a bit more long-winded than what we have in the statement, but essentially that's what it is.
Yeah, and so this is what we invite people to gather around. We want to see life and lives transformed through Jesus, and we all know what that's like for us personally. We want to be generous to give other people a taste of that and experience of that. And who owns Overflow Church? Nobody owns Overflow Church. Overflow Church is a legal incorporated association. So we are a body that's recognised by the government, and therefore we do have a responsibility to operate as a organisation. And so we have to have people who are responsible for the organisation. We're registered as a charity so that we can receive the benefits that other charities receive in terms of some tax benefits and some other things that is kind of an indirect way the government gets to help the community through churches by giving them some tax benefits. And we are accountable and reportable to the Department of Fair Trading. We have a rule book that we operate by called a constitution, which sounds really boring, but it's really helpful to know what are the parameters in which we have chosen to operate. Okay, so just to let you know, we are a legal incorporated association and we're led by a board eldership. So these guys are the people who are ultimately responsible for the church. At the moment, Nigel's got one more meeting to get before he's off the hook as board chair. Rachel, Brian, Stuart, myself are currently on the board. Loretta and Noel looking forward to hopefully joining us next month, next meeting. And we also have pastoral elders, Helen, Miriam and David. So what shapes our church family culture? What helps us to be really intentional in the atmosphere that we want to operate in and in line with the biblical teachings of Jesus?
I do want to honour the board and the elders. Did you notice that they were slower to stand up than they were for the dancing? I think that says something about them. They have done an amazing job over the past few years through transition and with new leadership as well. So we really appreciate you and what you have done. In terms of our church family culture, someone else I'd really like to honour is Chris McRae, our previous team leader. When we're considering all of this mission and vision, she made a decision along with leadership 6-7 years ago to start... No, that's not true. My maths is so bad. That would be if it was the end of the vision. 4-5 years ago to really seek God, but with our church family in, as to what that vision would be, how to put that mission into practice. So she actually... she and the leadership organised time where all of the church family was invited to come and to sit together, to listen to God and to creatively put down ideas and to brainstorm what that vision could be and what was on God's heart for our church family for the next 5 years. And this is the result, which was just a really beautiful process of inviting you guys along in the journey and for you to have ownership, but also to be collectively hearing together in unity for what God has placed in our hearts. So that's a bit more about the vision. And we also acknowledge that culture comes from the top down, comes from leadership down. And these are the things that we want to be really intentional about who we are. These are the things that we want people to walk in and to feel when they notice when they're with our church family. So grace and empowerment, that first gift that God ever gave us, that grace, that forgiveness, but also the empowerment that comes from that, the calling that he has on each of our lives and to minister to other people. Again, it's that concept of transforming lives. Family and unity, the kingdom concept of family, understanding what it's like to be a son and a daughter of the living God and how we can relate to each other and support and celebrate each other. Being unified, of course, under that core belief of Jesus is our King. Humility and honour, that is something that is integral about our family. So knowing what our unique giftings are, knowing that God has made us unique, and celebrating the other people around us, championing the other people around us, this church has a really strong legacy and history of raising up leaders. Joy and hope, so that understanding that that God has been victorious already, that he is always going to be victorious, that horrible stuff happens, but he is always with it through us all, and he is turning things for the good. So having that confident anticipation that God is there, that there is hope, and that he is who he says he is, and that he will do what he said he will do. What's not to be joyous about that? Generosity and inclusion. Something we're about to show you is one of the words that we place around our church that we've already talked about this morning, is the come thirsty, drink deeply, live brilliantly. It's that concept of we don't get to have this, well, we do. We do get to have this personal relationship with Jesus, but out of that personal relationship with Jesus, we get to point other people and we get to be part of, out of our own disciple journey with him, we get to show other people and point other people in what it means to be a student of the master teacher. Kingdom and supernatural. We acknowledge that we're not the only church in the world. Hallelujah. that we are part of a wider kingdom, a wider group of people who believes similar things to what we believe. And that our God is a supernatural God, that he moves in word, sign and deed. And out of that confidence of knowing who we live in and who we are and the kingdom that we are a part of and the power that our God has, all we have to do is to be obedient and to step out in faith with what he asks us to do. It's that concept again of being spirit-filled and then being spirit-led, which is integral in the identity of this church.
That's a great summary. There's so much in this, and we're probably going to look at this a little bit more next week, but this really flavors and shapes what we do and how we do it. And so as we, you know, seek God, and again, we just honor Chris and the leaders in the past who have cultivated a culture that's really hard to establish culture. It's being really intentional, just really being obedient to what God calls us to be. And these are some of the key things that we want to maintain here. So we just want to bless you with enjoying that, having a curiosity of what that looks like for you. But we'll look at that some more next week. What does it mean to be a Baptist church? This is my first experience of a Baptist church here. I've been in other denominations. Baptist is a little bit unique in that each Baptist church is its own organisation. So it's not like we have this central headquarters in Sydney that sends out instructions of what we need to do or what we need to be aware of. It's an association of churches. So there's about 300 churches in New South Wales, about 1,000 Baptist churches in Australia. So it represents lots of people and thousands more around the world. They're actually having a Baptist World Congress here in Queensland next year. I think it's every 25 years it comes around to Australia. But yeah, being Baptist means that we gather around a group of beliefs and statements. So it's not like every church can kind of have its own theology and then just kind of gather together the benefits. These are the things that we kind of unify around in terms of other Baptist churches. So if a church wants to become part of the Baptist Association, these are the things that they need to be willing to subscribe to and agree to and believe in and live out. So just to understand that Baptist churches are each independent. We are kind of a family, and we gather around these beliefs. How's our church family organised? So just how does church happen? Most of us experience church here on a Sunday, and that's kind of one aspect of church. There's a lot more that goes on. So there's a lot in this next slide, and I'll get Joe to talk about it and then just clarify for you. But it's again, we just honour Chris who came up with this picture of what does Ministry at Overflow Church look like on one page, and how do things fit together?
Just to reiterate that this is a visual picture of how we do ministry here, but also how we engage with the community and how we put legs on that mission statement of transforming life through Jesus. So the concept is for people to come thirsty, drink deeply, and live brilliantly. So overarching everything, we have the, let's start at the bottom, we have the elders and the governance. Part of this church's beliefs is that we are raising people up in their giftings, their apostolic, the prophetic, the pastoral, the teaching and the evangelistic giftings, and that it's part of our role as leadership to equip and empower all of you. We're not standing up here being power hungry or trying to keep all the gifts for ourselves. Actually, our job is to boost you up and to equip you and to empower you, because what we, our heart is for, in that equipping space, that Sunday morning gatherings, connect groups, church ministry space, the whole purpose behind God equipping us is again so that we can give out, so that we can overflow out of his goodness, which is where the community comes in. So our Sunday morning is our equipping space, and then from there we get to go into the community, coming up to the top diagram. We want to show God who show people who God is, and we want to encourage them to have connection points within our church community, within different age group, within kids and families, within youth, within young adults, within adults. That could look like anything from conversations that you have just in work or general community or whatever it might be, to organized events that we have within those age groups. And then people get to go along that discipleship journey. They get to come thirsty. They get to drink deeply. They get to live brilliantly. And they get to be introduced into what it means to be part of a church family and God's community.
Yeah, so that's why one of the things that we're doing at the moment is really looking and seeking God on how do we develop all of the ministries where we can connect people from any age into the life of the church, and how can we connect the people in specific demographics to be able to grow deeper together. And so we've just been inviting people to pray into that, and as a leadership we're praying and really wanting to be intentional around creating opportunities and activities for people to connect with God through our church, to go through that transformation process, and to be able to help other people do the same. I love also this depicts that leadership is bottom up, not top down here. We really want to be a leadership that's supporting, because we're all ministers of the gospel. We're all called here to outwork the mission of seeing life transform Jesus. Every single person here has a part to play, and we're just trying to structure and support and provide facilities and events and activities that will help people to experience that and to see life transformed through Jesus, including our beautiful admin people, the Nickies of the world, Michelle, who does all our comms, the finances, the board. You know, things don't just happen. It takes a lot of intentionality for things to go well. So we just bless all of the people represented here, which is everybody. And we have a leadership team, Michelle, Phoebe, Donna, Joe, John, Helen, Ben, Laura, Miriam, Nikki and Brian. Any of those people here, could you stand up so we can just honour them? So these people are more involved in the practical ministries of the church and helping us to kind of shape and lead in the ministry activities. A lot of the people that you'll see on a Sunday morning, but also who do a lot of work behind the scenes, as well as so many other people that we don't have time to point out individually, but we have all those different ministry teams and people who serve on them that just help make church what it is. So we just bless everyone who gives time in service to Jesus through Overflow. How our church family matters, church family finances managed. So for those who are no interest in, just close your eyes and pray for a couple of minutes. I won't go into too much detail. I'll save that for our AGM to give a full financial report. But just to let you know, we are blessed. As Ben said, we have around about $300,000, $400,000 that we get to steward each year for all of the activities that happen on this property and in our ministries. We're really blessed in 2021, had some good surpluses, and things have been a little bit tighter in the last couple of years, but God is good. Just to show you where our money, also in the last, this is just last year, last calendar year, we were managing all of River of Life's finances through our church. So you'll see River of Life here and River of Life here. And they're about the same size piece of pie, which is a good thing. But yeah, we just looked after their finances. So that's why they come up on here. We're really blessed to have such great facilities. And we also get income from medical center, gymnastics, the Hive Disability Services, and a little bit from the Keen Bean and some other hirers. But by and large, most of our offerings come through the generosity of people who are supporting what God's doing here through overflow in tithes and offerings. And our money goes out in a whole area of different functions to keep the property going, to look after all the administration. We do have about a $300,000 loan for the back block that we borrowed lots and lots of years ago that we're paying off now. We also spend money on ministries, but the biggest part of church is staff. And so the staffing expenses are the biggest part that we invest into in this church. We also have a tithes expense. So out of the offerings that are given, we like to tithe our tithes. So we spend 10% on our offerings income to bless people outside of our own church community. So with Overflow Care, Madawi OG run Foodways. So rather than duplicate what they're doing, we support them, offering various community outreach events, putting money back into that organisation of the Baptist churches that is so helpful, and also in the local Hunter, trying to help other churches grow and develop in our region. Christians Against Poverty is a major partner that we're involved with Overflow Care, providing community pastoral support to people in our community throughout the year, supporting the school and chaplains in our public high schools, and just other various churches and ministries along the way. So we really want to bless what you give in giving out to people outside of our church community. And we've got about $19,000 saved up for other things that might come along in the coming years. We're nearly there. Just to see the fantastic staff that we are blessed with and were blessed with last year. As you can see, there's a few less on the right-hand side compared to last year. It was a transition year in more ways than one, but we're really blessed to have Joe coming on in a more significant role this year. Nikki, who just makes my life so much more enjoyable and easier and more effective. Brian, who really speaks into the life of the church and is just such a gift to our church and has been here for since about day one. Ava, who blesses us cleaning the place and keeping the place nice and tidy. And Michelle, who also does a lot of work with all our communications and slides and promotions, and she's just a wonder. Thank you so much, Michelle. So I think about our last question. If someone wanted to be more involved in our church family, again, so many people doing so many things, but if there was someone who was new to the church and you wanted to help them to be more involved, what would they do?
Well, we've got a couple of exciting things coming up, but before we get into that, I really want to thank you all for your patience with us this year. As I understand, there has been some waiting. There has been a lot of waiting, so I really appreciate your patience. We really want to make sure that this year there's, I don't know if you remember, but there's four key things that Brad put up when he talked about the things that we were pressing into this year. I'm not going to remember all of them, but I'll try my best. One of them was working from a position of rest. So we really want to be intentional about making sure that this year we are knowing how to rest well with the Father and what it looks like to work from a place of rest with Him, from partnership with Him rather than striving or hard works or walking the journey without Him. We want to walk in the journey with Him where His yoke is easy and His burden is light. So we want to step into that. One of the other things we're stepping into is continuing to develop that culture of prayer. So acknowledging that prayer comes first before everything. So what we have been doing in this time and this space has been praying. But we have also been getting to know each other as a new leadership team and working out what our own personal giftings and interests and skills are. And that's a space that we're still working in. Yeah, don't remember what the other two are. But those two were the most important ones for what I'm talking about right now. I appreciate your patience and your grace. Yes. So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, all of you, for waiting. We do have some exciting things coming up. One of them, I'll come to that in a second. If you do want to know a bit more about our church family, or if you do want to inquire what it means to be part of our church family, or if you do have any ideas for ministry or serving or any capacity and would like to step into that space, there is absolutely no pressure. But we have these invitation cards. So we've been reading, we did that for 3 weeks over the past 4 or 5 weeks. We've been reading through those, but it's not a closed door. There's no cutoff of you can no longer now participate. You are still welcome to give us any feedback or express any interests. We don't just have serving opportunities on there. We also have opportunities to pray with us as leadership into what God's heart is and what next steps are for developing and continuing to grow those age-based connections. We do also have an opportunity there for people to express interest if they would like to be a part of Connect Group, because that's one of the first things we'll be looking at, which will be from term 3. So you'll probably start to receive some emails and some calls from Brad and I responding to what you've put on the invitation cards. We'll give you a call about any of the serving stuff, and we'll be sending you emails about the praying and chatting to in person about the Connect Group stuff.
We so appreciate the prayer. Really feel the grace of God on this church because people have a heart for God, not because of people or anything else. And, you know, the encouragement that we had late last year to keep the fire burning. You just so more than anything want that to be your experience. Just that you enjoy the love and the life of Jesus more and more and more. And the things that happen around church, we don't want to bombard you with too much information. We just don't want anybody to miss out. And we want you to understand that we want to be really intentional with the opportunities that God gives us here to do what he's called us to do. So we just want to invite you into that. And that's why, again, maybe too much information, maybe not enough information this morning. But we just want to bless you as being part of God's family, not just here at Overflow, but something way bigger. And that's going to last for forever. And we have opportunities of changing lives forever here. And so we want to do that as obediently as we can. And it's just way, as Joe said, way slower than I would like it to be. But it just sometimes needs to happen that way. So we would really appreciate your continued prayer and to engage in opportunities for prayer and even this morning. So if I could just invite you to close your eyes. And Father, we just thank you. Then we just acknowledge that, Jesus, this is your church. We have lots of people in different roles and responsibilities, but Jesus, this is your thing. We're your family. We want to demonstrate your love. We want to receive your love. We want to help people enter into the fullness of life that only you can offer, only you can bring. So we just want to surrender and submit this church to you. Everything we've talked about this morning, we want to surrender it to you afresh. We want you to breathe on it and blow and grow where it needs to grow and trim back where it needs to trim back. We just want to just bless each person with a sense of being part of something way, way more significant than we actually realise. So I just ask now that you just highlight to us just one or two things that you would want us to be partnering with you in prayer, things that are important to you at this point in time. So just for 30 seconds or so, I'll just give you time just to ask the Father, what is it that he invites you to partner in prayer for our church? The people that you were chatting with earlier, if you feel comfortable, if you just want to just pray by yourself, just close your eyes and put your head down and no one will nudge you. But just really, as we've been gathering our intercessors in the church over the last month, just appreciating, just prayers, brilliant. It's such a good idea. It just allows things to happen that otherwise wouldn't happen. It allows God's power to come in through the things that he puts on our lips to make things happen in line with his will. So may you just not just pray, but pray confidently, pray expectantly that God will do incredible things through ordinary people like us. So can I invite you, just if there's a person or two around you that you can pray together, just share what came to mind. Give you a couple of minutes to do that. Thanks.